All right. Good morning, Cantu Junior High Band. My name is Tom Zinninger. I'll be adjudicating you guys today and giving you guys some comments. So looking forward to your performance. Nice ensemble to start here. It balances pretty good between the sections. Just to jump right into some articulation suggestions on these short accompaniment rhythms, just make sure that every member is blowing through each note so that they don't just have an attack and kind of like a decay, like a duh, duh. We don't want that at all in a jazz style. We want very much a dot, dot. So think of the notes as being D-A-T or D-A-H-T, where they have a little bit, just a tiny bit of length through the middle of the note. You guys are like almost doing that, but you can use just a little bit more refinement. Just a few little intonation issues in the saxes there. And see at least one flute up there too. Yeah, trumpets, I appreciate the difference in articulation on the dee da da da, dee da da da. I like that. So there's kind of some inherent dynamics in the piece, just with the layers that are added on top of each other with the arrangement. So the horns are playing decent dynamics because of that. You guys can maximize that even further by pushing out the top end and coming down, you know, when it's supposed to be softer. Rhythm section, I think, could go further in helping out the horns by playing more dynamics. Right here, right where I just started talking, you guys did come down at the beginning of this trumpet solo, so excellent job there. But even in the first half of the piece, where it's mostly ensemble stuff, you can find which sections need to come up, which sections need to come down. It's all about creating those contrasts to make it interesting for the listener. Yeah, trumpet solos, good style, really nice style, excellent sound. Yeah. Bones, good job staying under behind the trumpet. Trumpet solos, you could, again, within your solo, use a little more dynamic range. I don't know how much that was kind of pre-planned out, if that was improvised or not, but, you know, if you have an opportunity to change up that solo a little bit, maybe creating a little more contrast as far as range goes. It all was kind of right there in the middle of the range. Anything higher, because I think that definitely sounds like the player can handle that kind of stuff. All right, really nice opening. Rhythm section, not coming on you guys too much, but you're holding it down there in the back pretty well, providing that good basis for the horns. All the time. So you can send a comment to what I had a while ago. If we can get those, some of those eighth notes that are short to be just a little bit fatter. Do, da, 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 instead of da, da, da. Think D-A-T instead of D-I-T. If it's a really fast piece, I like the shortness to be really, really crispy and short. But anything to medium to slow, I think most jazz styles call for longer, short notes. It also helps the harmony when you have these more complex type of jazz chords, if we can hear the length of the note a little bit more than it just being like all front articulation. Trombones, just make sure we're all using fast enough air on that little melodic line there. I think it sounds like if your individuals in the line aren't quite putting the air through the horn like that is necessary, and it's creating a little bit of a roughness in the sound. So make sure we have it really defined which notes we want tongued and which notes we want slurred in those lines. I'm having a rough time trying to determine if this is like that swing funk feel where the 16th notes are actually swung, or if it's a straight 16th type of thing. I mean, it sounds very straight here with what the drummer's doing on the hi-hat. But in that middle section of the piece, it almost sounded like it wanted to go that tuk-ka-tuk-ka-ta, ka-tuk-ka-tuk-ka-ta, which is a really cool style to play in. So I don't know if you were maybe trying to imply that a little bit, or if it's supposed to go all the way that way, or if it was just like this, the 16th notes, I guess it would be, maybe got a little bit lazy. Just something to try to define a little further. Yeah, I'm really digging the trumpet player's tone quality, especially in the low range. Excellent job. Section of the piece right here. I like how the different sections are layered on here. Drums rush that fill just a little bit. The tempo is settling back down now, but ideally you don't want that to ever happen. But I don't know, it can be tough. Yeah, this is the section again where I'm not sure if the 16th notes are being swung or not. Maybe you guys are just trying to play a little bit laid back, which can be cool. All right, nice ending there. Having some bleed through issues here. Let's see if we can get that fixed. But students are staying focused, so good job there. You never know what you need to be prepared for, of course. Nice to hear some shuffle swing. Again, it's all about articulation. You got to define everything. One kind of oversimplified way that I like looking at jazz articulation is basically the really oversimplified way to say it would be all notes are either short or long. And what I mean by that is notes are either connected to the next note or they're completely disconnected to the next note. So just making sure you know whether you're tonguing, whether you're slurring. It's more about note connections and not putting any space between notes that don't need space between them. But then when it does need space, really making sure that's nice and defined. And, you know, a lot of middle schools aren't necessarily advanced enough to really work on doing tongue cutoffs at the ends of certain notes. But I think you guys are ready for that. Yeah, better on the short notes there. You guys went dot, dot, do, ba, do, dot. That was a better length there. Good. Interesting use of the plunger on the trombone solo. Could use a little bit more of that. He was sometimes leaving some holes in places where I think it would have been good to play there, and playing sometimes where the ensemble was, so I couldn't hear him as well. So in the rhythm section in this style, we're having a lot of just sound on the beats. I'm not sure if that's a bass drum or exactly what's going on, but it's a lot of just bomp, 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 bomp. I could use a little bit more ride cymbal, and that traditional shuffle style, you know, also has the snare drum playing the same kind of rhythm. Toot-tot, 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 toot-tot. And I'm missing that a little bit. A little more emphasis on 2 and 4. I'm getting out of the tambourine, actually, quite a bit. But you know, I was going to have that in a shuffle style, so it's good if the drummer can kind of work on creating that effect by themselves. Yeah, I think it's just bass drum. That's what I'm hearing probably too much of all the time here. It's like that 4-on-the-floor feeling, but that should be just like a feathering thing. I guess it's okay to be a little bit bigger with this style on bass drum, but I think it's just overall way, way too heavy right now. Nice ending there. Good way to create that effect. Nice. That was a cool little duet with the sax and the bone there. Drummer could do a little more of that fill to make it exciting, but I know that can be tough stuff. Maybe getting some, instead of just kind of duke-gap-ba-duke-gap-ba-duke, maybe getting some triplets, or throwing some 16th patterns in there, any of that kind of stuff would help make that ending even more exciting and give them a chance to practice that cool drummer type stuff. But really, really nice job overall. I'm very always impressed when I hear a quality middle school jazz band. This is what makes all of jazz better, is when we get the kids started on it at a young age and get that interest going. So bravo on doing that and getting more jazz into more young people's lives. It's always better, in my opinion. But thank you all so much. Look forward to hearing your band in the future.